At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits started just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Dharakaraka, Introduction. In Vedic astrology, Dharakaraka is an essential concept, particularly in the Jaimini system, where it represents the planet holding the lowest degree in a person's birth chart, excluding the nodes, Rahu and Ketu. Dhara means spouse or partner, and Karaka means significator, making the Dharakaraka the planet that signifies the spouse or life partner. The planet acting as the Dharakaraka gives deep insights into the characteristics of the spouse, the nature of the union, and the dynamics of the relationship. By understanding the Dharakaraka, you can gain valuable insight into the type of partner you are likely to attract and the emotional or practical experiences that will shape your marriage or partnership. Gender and qualities of planets in the context of Dharakaraka. The classification of planets as masculine, feminine, or neuter influences how the qualities of the spouse and the marriage manifest. The planet's characteristics directly shape the relationship dynamics. Masculine planets, Sun, Mars, Jupiter. Sun, masculine. The spouse may have a commanding, authoritative presence and might be someone of high status or prestige. However, the Sun's dominant nature can also manifest as narcissism, where the partner seeks attention and admiration constantly, often overshadowing the emotional needs of the relationship. They may be more focused on personal achievements and leadership than emotional connection. Mars, masculine. The spouse may be physically driven, passionate, and highly assertive. This intensity often translates to an overtly passionate approach in bed, making the relationship dynamic and exciting. However, Mars can also lead to impulsive actions and arguments, as the partner may sometimes act without thinking about long-term consequences, leading to intense highs and lows in the relationship. Jupiter, the spouse may be wise, nurturing, and ethical, often taking on a mentor-like role. They are likely to focus on spiritual growth, family, and principles. However, with Jupiter, there's a tendency for the partner to prioritize children or spiritual duties over intimacy, which can create a disconnect in emotional or physical closeness within the marriage. Feminine planets, Moon, Venus, Rahu. Moon, feminine. A spouse with a nurturing, emotionally intuitive nature who seeks emotional connection and security. The partner may, however, become emotionally clingy, constantly seeking reassurance and comfort from their partner. Their mood can influence the atmosphere of the relationship, and if unbalanced, the spouse may become overly dependent on emotional support. Venus, Venus's Dharakaraka, indicates a partner who values beauty, love, and aesthetic pleasure. They are romantic, artistic, and charming. However, Venus can also bring vanity to the relationship, where the partner may focus excessively on their appearance or material comfort, neglecting deeper emotional needs. They might also be overly indulgent in luxury, romance, and sensory pleasures, sometimes prioritizing these over practical matters. Rahu, feminine. The partner represented by Rahu may come from an unconventional background, possibly divorced, widowed, or from a different culture. Rahu brings intensity and unpredictability to the union, often leading to obsessive-compulsive tendencies in relationship and sexual matters. The partner may become fixated on specific desires, and the relationship may oscillate between intense passion and emotional instability. Neuter planets, Mercury, Saturn, Ketu, Mercury, neuter. Mercury indicates a partner who is communicative, youthful, and versatile. The relationship will likely center around intellectual connection and mental stimulation. However, Mercury's neuter gender implies that the partner may not fit into traditional gender roles, which could open the possibility of LGBTQ+ dynamics, or unions where creativity, youthfulness, and adaptability are key. The partner might not be overtly passionate, but will prioritize intellectual and communicative intimacy. Saturn, neuter. Saturn as Dharakaraka signifies a partner who is older, disciplined, or who has experienced hardship. This partner may bring stability and responsibility to the marriage, but might also be emotionally distant or detached. Saturn's seriousness can manifest as a lack of warmth or affection, focusing more on the duties and practicalities of the relationship. Like Mercury, Saturn's genderless nature also allows for non-traditional unions, including LGBTQ+ relationships, where the partner could be emotionally reserved but highly committed. Ketu. Ketu represents detachment and spirituality, suggesting that the partner may be inwardly focused, possibly indifferent to material desires. The relationship may involve spiritual growth, but the partner might not be emotionally available, often creating a distance in material or worldly aspects of the marriage. Planetary influence on union types. Each Dharakaraka planet shapes the nature of the relationship in specific ways. Sun, leadership-focused relationships, often with a partner who seeks admiration and may be narcissistic. Moon, Jupiter, Venus, harmonious relationships where the partner is emotionally connected, nurturing, or spiritually inclined, though each comes with its unique challenges, like emotional clinginess or prioritizing children over intimacy. Passionate unions, often fiery and intense, with a focus on physical connection. Mercury, Saturn, non-traditional unions, possibly involving younger or older partners. These relationships may have an LGBTQ+ dynamic, emphasizing intellectual or responsible connections over conventional gender roles. Rahu, intense, unconventional unions, possibly karmic, with partners who may have obsessive tendencies or come from non-traditional backgrounds. Relationship karma and challenges. The Dharakaraka also reflects the karmic lessons within relationships. The partner may help the native work through specific challenges related to emotional attachment, societal roles, or material pursuits. Sun and Mars bring ego and passion to the forefront, often creating challenges related to control and personal power within the marriage. Venus and Moon present lessons in emotional attachment and material indulgence, pushing the native to balance love and security with personal growth. Rahu introduces karmic ties and obsession, while Saturn brings lessons of endurance and patience with possible delays or challenges that test the stability and commitment of the union. Mercury and Saturn can emphasize non-traditional gender roles, where the LGBTQ+ dynamic, or intellectual emotional distance, plays a key part in the karmic unfolding of the relationship. Conclusion. In Vedic astrology, the Dharakaraka provides profound insight into one's spouse, relationship dynamics, and karmic lessons within marriage. Each planet, whether masculine, feminine, or neuter star, brings distinct qualities to the union, shaping the character of the spouse and the type of emotional or material experiences one is likely to face. By analyzing the Dharakaraka, one gains a deeper understanding of how their partner influences their life, both emotionally and spiritually, while also revealing the karmic challenges and growth opportunities inherent in the union. Dharakaraka in Gemini Navamsha. General characteristics of Gemini Navamsha. Gemini Navamsha emphasizes communication, adaptability, intellectual pursuits, and networking. Individuals with planets in Gemini Navamsha are driven by curiosity, flexibility, and a desire for mental stimulation. In relationships, these qualities translate to a partnership where intellectual connection, communication, and mutual understanding are paramount. Partners in Gemini Navamsha seek variety, adaptability, and growth through communication and shared ideas. Sun as Dharakaraka in Gemini Navamsha, spouse characteristic in Gemini Navamsha. The spouse is intelligent, communicative, and enjoys intellectual leadership. They take pride in their ability to connect with others through speech and ideas, often holding positions where they can influence through their intellect. Potential challenges. The partner may become narcissistic, overly focused on showcasing their intellect or seeking validation for their mental abilities. Union type. The relationship is centered on intellectual stimulation and leadership in communication. The partner leads through their ability to influence others with ideas, but they may dominate conversations or seek constant intellectual superiority, which can overshadow emotional connection. Moon as Dharakaraka in Gemini Navamsha. Spouse characteristic in Gemini Navamsha. The spouse is emotionally adaptable, nurturing through communication, and values emotional intelligence in discussions. They seek emotional security through intellectual connection and thrive in environments where they can express their feelings through words. Potential challenges. The spouse may become emotionally fickle, constantly seeking new ways to communicate their feelings and shifting between emotional states. Union type. The relationship is driven by emotional intelligence and communication. The partner nurtures the relationship through words and emotional adaptability, but their emotional needs may fluctuate, requiring the Gemini Navamsha individual to constantly engage in emotional conversations. Mars as Dharakaraka in Gemini Navamsha. Spouse characteristic in Gemini Navamsha. The spouse is assertive, quick-witted, and action-oriented in communication. They enjoy engaging in debates or intellectual challenges, using their mental sharpness to assert dominance in conversations. Potential challenges. The partner may be argumentative or overly competitive in communication, leading to verbal confrontations or a desire to always win discussions. Union type. The relationship is characterized by dynamic and energetic conversations. Both partners are intellectually engaged, but Mars may introduce a combative element, leading to power struggles in communication. The relationship thrives on mental stimulation, but arguments may arise if the balance of power isn't carefully managed. Mercury Dharakaraka in Gemini Navamsha. Spouse characteristic in Gemini Navamsha. The spouse is highly communicative, adaptable, and focused on intellectual pursuits. They excel in gathering and sharing information and are constantly seeking new knowledge or experiences. Potential challenges. The partner may be restless or indecisive, constantly shifting interests or struggling to stay focused on one topic or pursuit for long periods. Union type. The relationship revolves around communication, learning, and intellectual growth. The partner brings a versatile and adaptable energy to the union, keeping the relationship dynamic and mentally stimulating. However, there may be a lack of emotional depth if the relationship is too focused on intellectual engagement. Jupiter as Dharakaraka in Gemini Navamsha. Spouse characteristic in Gemini Navamsha. The spouse is wise, knowledgeable, and focused on teaching or guiding through communication. They may hold a position of authority or mentorship, offering intellectual wisdom and insight in the relationship. Potential challenges. The partner may focus too much on teaching or guiding, becoming more of a mentor than an equal partner, which could lead to a lack of romantic or emotional connection. Union type. The relationship is built on mutual growth through knowledge and wisdom. Jupiter's influence brings a desire for intellectual expansion, but there may be a risk of the relationship becoming too focused on learning and teaching rather than fostering emotional intimacy. Venus as Dharakaraka in Gemini Navamsha. Spouse characteristic in Gemini Navamsha. The spouse is charming, romantic, and enjoys intellectual and social engagement. They value beauty in communication, using charm and diplomacy to create harmony in the relationship. Potential challenges. The partner may become vain or overly focused on social image, seeking validation through their charm or social standing rather than emotional connection. Union type. The relationship is highly social and romantic, with Venus bringing charm, creativity, and diplomacy. The partner enjoys maintaining harmony through communication, but there may be a tendency to prioritize social standing or superficial beauty over deeper emotional bonds. Saturn as Dharakaraka in Gemini Navamsha. Spouse characteristic in Gemini Navamsha. The spouse is disciplined, responsible, and focused on structured communication. They bring patience and perseverance to the relationship, ensuring that communication is thoughtful and deliberate. Potential challenges. The partner may be emotionally distant or too focused on responsibility, leading to a lack of spontaneity or playfulness in the relationship. Union type. The relationship is built on steady and structured communication. Saturn brings a sense of responsibility and long-term commitment. But there may be challenges in maintaining a sense of lightness or fun in communication, as Saturn's influence can make the relationship feel overly serious. Rahu is Dharakaraka in Gemini Navamsha. Spouse characteristic in Gemini Navamsha. The spouse is unconventional, intellectually intense, and focused on exploring new and exciting ideas. They bring a sense of unpredictability and adventure to the relationship, often challenging traditional ways of thinking. Potential challenges. The partner may become obsessive or manipulative in communication, using their intellect to control or dominate conversations. Union type. The relationship is marked by intellectual exploration and excitement. Rahu's influence encourages the couple to push boundaries in communication and explore unconventional ideas. But the relationship may experience instability or manipulation if Rahu's energy is not balanced with emotional connection and understanding.